Hello, everyone. I'm Catherine Calloway at the CNN Center in Atlanta with a look at what's happening now in the news. About 1,500 people will attend Senator Edward Kennedy's funeral mass in Boston today. And among those attending will be former Presidents George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Jimmy Carter. Kennedy lived through the assassinations of his two brothers. He will be buried next to John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy at Arlington Cemetery tonight. President Obama left his vacation retreat on Martha's Vineyard and arrived in Boston last night. He will deliver today's eulogy. DJ AM, whose real name is Adam Goldstein, has been found dead in his New York apartment. He was 36. The cause of death isn't known. Almost a year ago, he survived a plane crash with Blink 182 drummer Travis Barker. Goldstein's well known for his relationships with reality television star Nicole Richie and actress Mandy Moore. A sex offender has pleaded not guilty to 29 counts that are related to the 1991 kidnapping of an 11-year-old girl. Authorities say that Philip Garrido kept J.C. Lee Dugard, now 29 years old, in his backyard. Garrido is also accused of fathering two children with Dugard. Authorities are now looking into whether Garrido is connected to other crimes. And a state of emergency has been declared in California because of several wildfires burning up and down that state. The fire in the Angeles National Forest is one of the largest, more than 700 firefighters trying to contain the 5,000-acre blaze. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated, and the cause is still under investigation. After three delays this week, Space Shuttle Discovery finally got off the ground just before midnight. Discovery and its seven astronauts are headed for the International Space Station on a 13-day mission to deliver 7 tons of supplies. One of the items they'll be dropping off is a treadmill that was named after comedian Stephen Colbert, who won an online contest. Those are the headlines for you. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and other news of the day.